Good morning, my friends. We're reading from Kenneth E. Hagin's Health Food Devotions for September 23rd. The title of today's message is Attend to God's Word. And the related scripture is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Here God tells us to attend to his word. Let me give you an illustration. Let's say I meet someone on the street who says, Brother Hagin, I want to talk to you. And I respond, well, I can't talk right now. I've got some business to attend to. What does that mean? It means I have to put that other business first. God said to listen to his sayings. Some people are listening to what others are saying instead of to what God is saying. Donald G., a pioneer of the Pentecostal movement, said that every man in his family died before the age of 40. Well, when he got up to around that age, fear came on him. Some of the symptoms of his relatives experienced started showing up. And the devil said, the same thing is happening to you. You're going to die. You'll not live past 40. It's incurable. The doctors can't cure it. As he was driving down the road one day, he dealt with that fear and threw it out of his car. He said, I'm not afraid, because the Bible said, fear thou not, Isaiah 41:10. Then he said, God is with me. God is in me. The greater one is in me. Did he die at 40? No. He was nearly 90 when he went home to be with the Lord. He was the first male in his family to live past the age of 40. Why? Because he attended to God's words. He began to attend to his words. He began to incline his ear unto what God said. Confession. I attend to God's sayings. I put them first in my life. I listen to what God says, rather than the words of people. I believe that God is with me. I believe that God is in me. He puts me over in life. Amen.